The Doom That Came to Sarnath. Read by Robert Sundin. There is in the land of Mnar a vast, still lake that is fed by no stream and out of which no stream flows. 10,000 years ago, there stood by its shore the mighty city of Sarnath. But Sarnath stands there no more. It is told that in the immemorial years when the world was young, before ever the men of Sarnath came to the land of Mnar, another city stood beside the lake, the gray stone city of Eeb, which was old as the lake itself, and peopled with beings not pleasing to behold. Very odd and ugly were these beings, as indeed are most things of a world yet inchoate and rudely fashioned. It is written on the brick cylinders of Kadatharon that the beings of Eeb were in hue as green as the lake and the mists that rise above it, that they had bulging eyes, pouting, flabby lips, and curious ears, and were without voice. It is also written that they descended one night from the moon in a mist, they and the vast still lake and gray stone city Eeb. However this may be, it is certain that they worshipped a sea-green stone idol chiseled in the likeness of Bokrug, the great water lizard, before which they danced horribly when the moon was gibbous. And it is written in the papyrus of Ilarnec that they one day discovered fire, and thereafter kindled flames on many ceremonial occasions. But not much is written of these beings, because they lived in very ancient times, and man is young, and knows but little of the very ancient living things. After many eons,